RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Truly, I wonder what the guys upstairs were thinking. You know, I mean, you want to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, don't you?
I mean, remember all the hoopla about the Haslams when they bought the team? And, you know, there's of course they want to beat the team they used to own a part of. And I was like,
yeah, do they really?
Did they really? You know, it's like, okay. I mean, they had to learn the hard way on a lot of stuff, too. So I don't know. I still think you want to beat Pittsburgh, and I don't have any problem with winning.
I think you do,
and,
too.
You know,
I think. Honestly, Andy.
Hey, did you think?
It's bizarre, actually. The players are always going to go out and play hard. The coaches are going to coach. You know, wouldn't you think this? Had the Browns lost to the Steelers yesterday, even after, if the last play had turned into a touchdown and a game winner,
yes,
and the Steelers went for two and got the win, let's just say somehow they lose that game.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think right now there's no way Kevin keeps his job?
If they lost yesterday, I'd be leaning more towards he's losing his job.
I would too.
I'm still 50-50
right now. I'm on the fence. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 50-50.
If I was making the call, I would keep him. Personally, I'll just say that. I would keep him because tell me who you're going to hire.
Well, that's
you're,
one.
You're going to keep your fingers crossed and hope that the coordinator du jour, or the guy who's been around and you're giving another chance to, comes in and does a better job. Well, good luck with that. Maybe he will.
Jeff,
maybe he won't.
I was looking at the injury list on Friday. They had 18 names on there. And now I know it's week 17, and I get that. But they had more names than weeks in the season. That's how I remembered it. And how many weeks did we go into a game where that injury list was just absolutely, it was through, I mean, you could have had, you know, a full baseball roster. You had so many guys on that injury list week in and week out. And so I wonder how Jimmy Haslam and the ownership group is going to look at this thing and say, this is what we want to do, and this is how we're going to go at it. I'm not going to be upset if they come back with Andrew and Kevin and Shador as a starting quarterback next year. I'm not. And by the way, Deshaun is still there. So what happens with that going into camp? I wonder how they're going to lay that out about who will play quarterback, who will have the opportunity to be the starting quarterback next year. So those things are sitting there. And then, but by the same token, if they turn around and they don't win next week and they have a 4-win season and the Haslam Sports Group decides, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction, head coach, I get it. I mean, it's hard not to when you look at it from the business of the NFL and understand it. I truthfully don't want Kevin to lose his job. I don't. I know there are things you're upset about. I know yesterday a lot of fans wanted him to throw the red flag on the. There was a fumble during the game, and it seemed like the play was right in front of him, and he decided not to challenge the play. Now, whether that was him or that was the
he's getting booth, information from above.
So, you know, I don't think it's going to be the worst thing if they go into next year with Kevin still as the head coach and the opportunity to kind of turn things around again next year. The one thing I really don't want is to have him. If he does come back, he's going to be on the hot seat. I'm not a big fan of that. That to me, it's like, if you're going to give the guy the job, he's got the job for the year, and then forget it.
I would agree with that.
Unless something goes sideways during the season.
Andrew Berry's getting a lot of credit for having a real good draft class here.
One.
And Well, it's one. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, I think you could make the argument, haven't been phenomenal. But having a good rookie draft class also means this. You've given the coach a team that is loaded with rookies, and first-year guys and young guys and guys that have been filling spots because previous drafts didn't hit, Browns have played more rookie snaps than any team in the NFL.
Every guy they drafted last year started.
Go win football games.
Every guy they drafted.
Here are rookies. Good luck. That's tough. Also, and I think this is indicative of that, Andy. Yesterday was the 12th time the Browns have had a lead in a game. So they've played 16 games. They've actually had the lead in 12 of the 16 games.
I was trying to remember
Sure. They've had the lead in 12 of the 16 games. Yesterday's win gives them a record of 3-9 in games where they had a win or had the lead. In other words, team doesn't know how to put it away. Why? Well, you could say coaching. You could also say because it's a young team that doesn't know how to win yet.
So this was the thing I was going to look up today, and I didn't. And maybe you did yesterday, right? That how many times have they had a 10-point lead?
Don't know.
They walked out of the first quarter with a 10-point lead. I'm like, this is unusual. This doesn't feel right. Like, this isn't – we haven't been in the spot in a while. How is this going to play out?
That's correct. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We go to the state of Mississippi. Derek joins us. Hello, Derek.
Derek.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
We're doing good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. I'm actually coming through Cleveland because I drive trucks. And so I ended up here watching your game yesterday.
Nice.
Now, I'm a Cleveland Brown fan, but if I tell you how long I've been a Cleveland Brown fan, you're going to see that. You're going to be killing my age.
Give me your resume, baby. Give me your resume.
I'm a Bernie Kosar fan. I'm a Greg Pruitt fan. I'm an Ozzie Newsome fan, just to let you know how far back I go with Cleveland.
Oh, that makes you a baby then. That makes you young, man. If you can't drop a Otto Graham in there or Jim Brown, then I don't know, man. You're a rookie.
That's an automatic. They're automatic, Otto Graham and Jim Brown. They're legends.
We got you. All right, what do you got? What do you think? What do you think of the game?
Okay, all year long I've been watching Cleveland. I'm a Shadur fan. I'm not going to say I'm not. I watched him when he was down in Mississippi at Jackson State. I went to Colorado and watched him play twice.
Wow.
And so I'm a Shadur fan. So my thing is that I've looked at him each game he's played in, he's progressed and gotten better. He saw where his mistakes were, and he corrected them each and every game.
All on his own, without help from the coaches?
No, I'm going to say he got some help, but I'm going to tell you where I think most of his help came from, and nobody's paying attention to him. I came from Tommy Reese.
Well, that's why he's the offensive coordinator. That's what he's supposed to do, Derek.
I don't really think that Kevin, he's had some impact. I don't think he's had as great of impact as everyone wants to make it out to be.
See, I don't think anyone's giving Kevin any credit for it. I don't think that people are saying that Kevin's the reason. Yeah.
No, I'm going to give him credit. Now, Kevin didn't want him. He didn't want him. No, he didn't want nothing to do with him.
You don't know that, Derek.
But once he was...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Put in the position he had to deal with him, he accepted it and moved on. So I'm going to give Kevin Stefanski that much credit. I can see where he's tried to work with him, but I really think a lot of that credit goes to Tommy Reese.
How about Bill Musgrave? He's the quarterback coach.
Definitely Bill Musgrave. I think him and Reese is putting more time in with Shadur than Kevin Stefanski anybody else did.
Well, that's the idea. That's what the quarterback coach is supposed to do. Derek, drive safely out there.
Thanks for calling.
Wind catching your truck. Not good.
Resume all the way back to Bernie Kosar.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's a stunner. We appreciate the call, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Chris is in West Park. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Merry New Year.
And
Merry
to you. New Year too.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, remember trading places?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
So, hey, just to clarify, I'm more Fitz to Pitts.
Oh, not bad. I'll take that, too.
Love Frank Pitts.
Bad 70s football. Gotta love it. So, hey, as much as we need offensive linemen, the good news is we got, is it Antoine Jones who's coming back?
DeJuan would be his name.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get injured this year.
Okay.
And as much as we may think we need receivers, because if Judy plays well and we got Isaiah Bond, you know, I mean, I think receiving's okay.
Chris, look in the mirror. I want you to say to yourself, we need help at wide receiver. Read after me. We need help at wide receiver.
Okay. Merry New Year means wide receiver in New Year.
Here's my question, though. Okay, we need help at wide receiver.
Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, you got it. If we have the third or fourth pick, if
we don't, Caleb, we have the sixth.
Fifth, sixth, or seventh.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. If Caleb Downs is available, do you take him?
Yes. If you can get him, take him.
Andy.
I need a wide receiver, but Caleb Downs is a hell of a player.
I know.
Take the best player. If you're in that spot with your first pick, take the best player. I just take the best player. You're never going to go wrong, I think, if you take the best player. I just think when you start drafting for need, Jordan went third, right? I know it's the NBA, but, I mean, come on, man.
Sam Bowie had a heck of a career.
Yeah. Would you have rather had Jordan or Bowie?
Tim's in Bedford.
Thank you.
Hello, Tim.
Take the best.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, Tim? Happy holidays to you.
I haven't talked to you for over a year. I don't know if you remember, but I was on the lung transplant list.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, Tim. I do remember. And yeah, sounds like you got it.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm here, so I got him, but by the grace of God. But anyways,
right.
Regarding Kevin and Andrew, I think under the circumstances, I know, you know, it doesn't look good for Kevin with coming off a 3-4, maybe 5-win season. But, you know, he had a tough year after the first time he won Coach of the Year. But I got to tell you, as much as I've been a season ticket holder since 70, and there's something that about him that I can't really put my finger on. It just, I can't get against him, you know, and Andrew had a hell of a draft this year. And it's been a long, long time since we had this kind of talent at a young age. And so I think they both.
But there's not very much of it, Tim.
That's the thing. I mean,
If Kevin has coached this team to 3-4 wins, that means Andrew Berry has provided a roster that's worthy of 3-4 wins. My point is, I'm making a decision together on these guys. I'm not splitting them up. I'm either keeping them both or I'm getting rid of them both.
I agree. But, bottom line, I'll let you guys go. If the Browns went 1-16 and they beat Pittsburgh, it was a good year for us. So,
well, there you go, Tim. Glad you're doing all right, bud.
Good job.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting that everybody has thoughts on Kevin's situation. Joel Bitonio, and we heard from Joel at the beginning of that segment, the last segment, last week made some comments, and I thought they were really interesting about Kevin. And he said this, and I'm just going to read his quote. He said, I mean, you saw him in 2023, right? We had five different quarterbacks start games or six or however many it was. And then the last 2 years, it's been a rotation and we're working. We have a couple of young rookie quarterbacks that are playing and showing promise. But until that quarterback position is solved in the NFL, it's hard to win games. Interesting. Also came out and said some things about Kevin that he said you should you can build with this guy and move forward with him. And I thought it was a really interesting thing for Joel to come out and say, because he didn't have to do that. It was interesting. Does that mean anything to anybody? Scott Petrak's going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock. So get ready. Kevin's press conference coming up at 1. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations.
Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.